Hey, this is Paul Evans. Welcome to another podcast. And today it's going to be super brief, but I got it from one of my very good friends. His name is David. I may have told you about him before. He's actually a recovering addict. And today marks 311 days that he's been clean. Now, he had 18 months of being clean before that until he found out that marijuana counted against you. So he had to start all over. We laugh about that all the time. I'm like, David, you should have known it is illegal. It didn't count. And so now he's been clean. He's fully clean for 311 days. And we were talking a couple of days ago about making it to the year mark, because the date is set. A lot of us from church are going to go with him, take him bowling, get a hamburger, and just do some fun stuff. And he loves to bowl. So he said, you know, let's go and do that. And I said, are you going to make it to a year? Do you think you'll make it to a year? And the way that we do, the way that we process, so let's say that I've got a goal of losing 10 pounds in the next month, and somebody says, Paul, are you going to lose 10 pounds in the next month? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to lose that 10 pounds. You know, we talk a lot about assurance when it comes to our goals and reaching the goal, reaching the destination. We always speak in very strong affirmatives about the future. But when I asked David if he was going to make it to the year mark, he did not say, oh yeah, I'm going to make it to a year and then 2 years, then 5 years, like most of us would do. But instead, what he said was just for today. I said, what? He goes, just for today. So what are you talking about? He goes, I always say just for today, no to drugs, and just for today, yes to anything that is positive. So if somebody comes up to me and says, hey, David, you know, I know that you used to take some of this. Here's a hit. I go, just for today, no. He said, because I've got to be able to say no in that moment. I can't be making decisions about tomorrow or the day after that or the day after that or the day after that, because now for me as an addict is what really counts. So just for today, no. But on the opposite side, if there's something positive, if it's music, if it is an audio, I'll say just for today, yes. I'm not planning what I'm going to do tomorrow or the day after that. Now, of course, because of the situation he's in, he's got to do that. And we don't always need to be that limited, you know, in our views, those of us who may not wrestle with substance abuse. But I do love the concept and the idea of just for today. Because if I can't make it through today, I'm not going to reach that goal. If I'm not able to survive the discipline required for today, then I'm not going to make it to that future destination, right? So we've got to be focused on that instead of looking at our goals and thinking ahead of time of every single little thing that we're going to do. And we need to plan in some details, but we don't have to get crazy. But in the moment, we really do need to be alive, so that what I need to do today to reach the goal is what's critical. I don't need to think too much about tomorrow or the day after that if I can help it. I need to focus on what I can control and what I can contribute today, and really let that be a driving focus. Because often when we're setting a goal and we get excited and we feel that momentum and we feel that energy, when it starts to wane, then that's when we start skipping days. And when we skip a day, it turns into two, it turns into a week, it turns into a month, and soon we wonder why we ever set the goal at all, right? So what do you need to say just for today? What do you need to control? And what do you need to contribute to your goal just for today? Maybe just for today, you need to say no to some things that you really want to say yes to, but you know they're not going to take you closer to the goal. So just for today, no. And maybe there's some other actions that you need to take, like setting hours to work today or to get up an extra hour early to do that exercise. So you say just for today, yes. I'm going to say yes to exercise today. I'm going to say yes to working on my blog today. I'm going to say yes to working on my presentation today, just for today. And then tomorrow, you can make another yes decision where it's needed. You can make another no decision where it's needed. So I'm learning a lot from my buddy David. In the middle of his struggles, he's really teaching us how to live day to day and end up reaching the goal. So work hard today, play hard today, say yes to the things you need to say yes to, no to the things you need to say no to, and continue to control and contribute to your day every day. Until next time, this has been Paul Evans for paulbevans.com. Engage your audience, and always remember that success is not an accident. Be blessed.